It's the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. Michigan has launched into a new campaign called Going Pro to help employers in the UP and across the state fill over 811,000 jobs in high-paying and rewarding careers in information technology and computer science, healthcare, manufacturing, and other business and professional trades fields. Military veterans are representing a promising solution to that problem. And I had a chance to speak with Randy Leffel, an employment analyst with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, to find out more about the program that matches qualified military veterans with employers. Here's Randy Leffel.
Here at the MVAA, our mission is to connect veterans, reservists, and their family members to a wide variety of benefits and services that they're entitled to by virtue of their military service. And of course, one of those areas is employment, and that's the area that I work in. Our employment program is called the Certified Veteran Friendly Employer Program, and it was established in late 2013, not only to recognize those Michigan employers who make a concerted effort to attract veterans and reservists to their workforce, but to also provide a platform for sharing of best practices in veteran talent attraction. Almost 300 companies are currently a part of our program. We're growing every single day.
What skills do veterans bring to the table that make them valuable assets in any industry?
They bring skills such as leadership and teamwork, a strong work ethic, the ability to handle stressful situations. These are all things that all veterans learn from day one in the military. You know, you don't have to teach veteran applicants these attributes. Veterans also bring a lot of transferable skills that I believe are often overlooked by employers who are not really educated in how to interpret military education and skills and how they translate to the civilian sector. All of these skills are very transferable to the civilian job market for those employers who have taken the time to educate themselves regarding what these employees can bring to the table.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these high-demand jobs. There's high-wage careers where veterans are getting into these through these programs. What are some of these careers that they can get involved in?
I see veterans finding success really in all sectors of our economy, specifically all types of medical jobs, anything from registered nurses and physician assistants, mental health service providers, hospital administrators. Many others find great careers in the IT sector.
So there's really a little bit of everything for them that could be doing, because it sounds like with the skills they gain in the military, it can really transfer over into the civilian job market in particular.
Absolutely, Walt. I mean, there's a wide range of skills that are taught as to all military service members, but specifically in the military, all of us have a specific occupation, whether that's a truck driver, a military police officer, or someone who works on computers, computer repair, network security. All those types of things are abundant in the military.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit here. That how can employers do a better job of attracting and retaining veterans for their jobs that they need filled?
The number one suggestion I would have is by educating themselves about military culture and military customs, and that's so that they better understand not only their veteran applicants, but also their current veteran employees that they already have. Progressive employers who understand these cultural differences and go that extra mile to try and bridge this divide will absolutely be much more effective in attracting and retaining veteran talent into their workforce.
That's Randy Leffel, an employment analyst with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. You can find out more by going to going-pro.com. That's going-pro.com. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindela.